but I'm very excited to bring this week's blog to you guys in podcast form. So today's topic is going to be about redeeming the time. I actually have a special guest with me. We're going to be talking about our perspective on what redeeming the time means. This special guest is a wonderful lady, as you guys will soon get to know as we go forward with the future. She has made me who I am. She has crafted me to be the person I am today, and I'm so grateful for her. She has done so much in her life. She's made so many accomplishments. To me, she is such a role model, and I'm so excited to introduce you guys to her. She is no other than my mom. She was just mouthing my mom at the end of that statement with me.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jennifer, and I'm Fiona's mom.
Yeah, exciting. So, Mom, I wanted to ask you a series of questions on redeeming the time. I want to know your perspective on the topic. So, what does redeeming the time mean to you?
What time is, it is the best or the commodity or the most important thing that anybody has. We all have the same amount of it, and we've got to really use it in the best way possible. Because once time is gone, it is gone. You cannot get it back. So really the topic, whilst it says redeeming the time, I don't know that you can actually redeem time that has already been lost, but you can work on time that you have on hand. And, you know, it is all that we have that we can utilize to forge forward.
Yeah. From my perspective, what I'm hearing you say is that redeeming the time is there's no such thing as gaining time back. What's gone is lost, right?
Yes.
In terms of time. But there are different mindsets that you can foster in helping you progress with a better way of utilizing the time that you have. So time is like the most valuable commodity that we have been given. And when we look at time from a Christian's perspective, It's as if we've added the element of hope into it.
Excellent. Yeah.
Not only like time can be used in so many different ways. In a secular perspective, it can be used for this and that. But in a Christian perspective, time is the opportunity to get close to God. That's how I understand it. And the more we grow in our faith and the more that we grow in learning things about God and just improving ourselves with in the will of God, then that really creates a better outlook in our lives as Christians, and it sets us forth for a lot of blessings and just a way to utilize it.
As you say that, Fiona, one of the things I'm thinking about is we live in a body. It's much like living in a house. And the body is time bound in terms of you can only be in one place at a given time with your physical body. It's very much like a vehicle that you enter into and you drive. But who is that person that's sitting inside the body? That's the person that we are redeeming time for, to be able to make the best out of our lives, so that when the body ultimately goes back to the Creator, the ultimate person actually is released.
Mm-hmm.
So whilst we are bound within
the limitations of
time,
yeah,
we need to be able to remember that we are just driving inside this vehicle, which mm-hmm. is our body.
Mm-hmm.
And we are redeeming time or working on time to do the best that we can,
right,
for the actual person that's living within the body.
Right.
So with that in mind, it really does help us to be able to prioritize things
mm-hmm.
that would ultimately feed that person that lives within the body.
Right. Yeah, the soul is different from the body. I think a lot of people have, in this day and age, have lost sight of the fact that we are, the essence of us is our spirit, right?
Yes.
The person within this body. Like when I look at you, I'm not seeing your spirit. I'm seeing your flesh, your body.
You're seeing the vehicle, the vehicle or the house.
Or the home.
That house is the...
But it's not you. Mm-hmm. I'm talking, and your spirit and your soul is giving you insight of what I'm saying, but what I see is the flesh, right? Yes. And that's what's confined in this realm of time that we live in, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what's mind-blowing to me, as Christians, we understand that there's a life after what we know here living on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
There is eternity beyond what we call time here on Earth.
Yeah. I can illustrate it for you and help you out here. The main focus is actually to take care of the person within without neglecting the human being.
Mm-hmm.
The person or the house that is that is taking care of, or the house that is housing the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's very much like when you have a car, you take care of it. You make sure that it's well, it's clean. You make sure that it's running well, that the mechanic has actually inspected it, just like we would have a doctor take care of our bodies, and we personally take care of our bodies by cleaning it, feeding it, exercising it, making sure that we are not ill, like protecting ourselves and so on, that being the physical house.
Mm.
But there is also the spiritual side.
Mm-hmm.
And in between, there is the mental, there is the emotional, there's the environmental that we live in. And so all of these aspects of life need to be taken care of. When you do take care of all of those aspects, you can actually redeem time by being a well-run machine that actually contains the internal being.
Oh, well said. Yeah. Well,
so really, in terms of working within time, we need to be able to be wise on how we spend our time. We don't want to feed the aspects of our bodies with too many things that don't make sense. For example, if we just sat there and all we did was watch TV, yes, there's time for entertainment.
Yeah,
but we need to be able to do things that actually feed all of those aspects of our lives so that we are, as I said earlier, whole, and we are running well as a well-run machine.
Yeah, that's really important what you've said there. In this day and age, we especially on media, we see certain things glorified. We see our physical self, which is just the body, glorified quite a bit, and the entertainment, like you said, watching TV. We see a lot of kids growing up with just wanting to watch TV,
eating junk
food. Yeah, super hyper exaggerated sugary foods and stuff like that. So I think what's important is go back to the original intent, and that I mean what God desired us to be fueled with, right? And he wanted us to be whole, like you said, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, physically. And physically, like I said, when we overindulge in foods and sugary things, that can throw off balance. It's not good for the body. Yeah, and also, like, if we watch too much television and we're just only rewarding ourselves when we haven't done anything in the day to deserve it, then that too, you might feel like you don't have control over your life because you become lazy, right? And you become a couch potato. Then you see nothing really amounting in your life, and your time goes, and that's how you lose your time.
And that also starts to affect your mental health, because you start feeling as if your self-esteem,
fall into depression.
Your self-esteem goes down because you are not accomplishing those things that you were meant to accomplish. So actually, the biggest thing here is to remember what Dr. Miles Monroe talked about, which is the five questions about life. Who am I? Where do I come from? Why am I here? What do I do now? And what is the fifth one?
Where am I going? You said, where am I from?
Yeah. Where am I from? Where am I going? Good. Who am I? What do I do?
We need to make some type of acronym for it. Okay, well, thank you so much, Mom. It was wonderful having you as a guest on my first podcast for my blog. I think I made the right choice. You had some great things to offer to the world out there, and I'm so grateful to have you as a mom. Just wanted to say that too.
Thank you so much, Fiona. I am grateful to have you as a daughter. You are a wonderful daughter. And I wish you the very best going forward.
Thank you. All right. That ends our podcast for today.